Special Patreon introduction. Greetings to all my wonderful Patreons, and thank you for your support. I have something special for you today. You won't find this story anywhere else. It's a brand new unpublished work created just for me to read, for you to enjoy. The Best Don't Mess by Carnatic. Story. This is a cautionary tale about a girl I used to know called Rosie. Pretty girl, lovely red hair, cute round little face, luscious lips you would just die to kiss, big green eyes and curves. Oh my, the curves! Well, she wasn't a big girl, but packing nicely to the black stretch leggings and t-shirt she was wearing when I met her. I shall relay this story to you with all the delicious detail that I can recall, so you might want to make yourself comfortable. This is going to take a while. Rosie's heart was thumping in her chest as she dialed the number into her phone. She had initially wanted to call it, but she had been driven into taking extreme steps and was now nearing the point of no return. For 6 months now, she had been engaged in a game of one-upmanship with her upstairs neighbor, Monica. Revenge and mutual revenge getting out of hand. Really, the two girls just didn't see eye to eye. They were from totally different planets. Rosie found Monica to be awkward and aloof and disapproving of Rosie's sociability and openness. One evening, after complaining about the volume of Rosie's TV, Monica claimed to have placed a curse on her. Superstitious nonsense, Rosie thought, and yet, ever since, she had nothing but bad luck. Her boyfriend had broken up with her, she had lost her job, and her car had been written off when she hit a patch of ice and span off the road. Rosie was in two minds now. Had she truly been the victim of her hex, or was it all just coincidental? Nevertheless, if Monica believed in it, then it could be used as a weapon against her. "We're really not interested in knowing how your little dispute started," the voice on the other end of the phone said. "We don't ask questions of you, provided you don't ask any questions of us. Do you know what a chaotic neutral is?" "Okay," Rosie explained. "So I was handed a flyer with your number on it a couple of days ago." She examined the small piece of paper in her hands. It read, "Seeking creative retribution. Subject your enemies to a fate guaranteed to blow up in your face." And there was a little cartoon sketch of a girl on it, with a round body like a balloon. "Are you saying you can make her blow up like a balloon?" "We could meet in person to discuss such details," the voice said. "I'm not prepared to reveal certain things to anonymous voices on the end of the phone." "Can you be at Gianni's Cafe on Conan Street tomorrow at 4?
"I can be."
"Do you have any distinctive items of clothing? A hat, perhaps, so that our agent can easily identify you?"
"Well, I have a rainbow-colored woolly hat," Rosie replied. "Will that do?"
"Perfect," chirped the voice. "I'll look forward to making your acquaintance." They hung up. Rosie breathed deeply. It had begun. If this was for real, then it could be the perfect way to shake Monica off, or at least scare her into lifting the curse. Rosie sat at a small table in a friendly local little cafe in her neighborhood. She nervously sipped an espresso. She felt that meeting this person in a public place was best, but even so, there was a chance she was being lured into a trap. Also, it occurred to her that one or two people in here, perhaps the cafe owner, may recognize her make the act she was about to commission, traceable back to her. It seemed as though she was toying with forces beyond her comprehension, and if the claims these inflator people made were true, and they could blow anyone up without it ever making the news or becoming public knowledge in any way, then how could Rosie feel safe anywhere? After a few minutes, a plump girl with long dark brown hair walked into the cafe, spotted Rosie in her corner, and walked over to her, sitting down across the table. "Thanks for wearing the hat," the girl said. Rosie smiled tentatively. Now these people knew who she was. She was definitely down the rabbit hole. "So you want me to blow up someone you don't very much like?" Rosie nodded in agreement. "The girl who lives in the apartment above me needs to be dealt with." "You can get me access to her, then it should be a piece of cake," Haley replied. "Speaking of which, are you hungry?" Rosie wasn't hungry, and Haley's attitude wasn't at all what she expected from whatever kind of witch or sorceress she claimed to be. She started to feel like this was all a massive mistake. "Look," she said, "I'm really sorry I wasted your time, but this doesn't really sound like it's for me."
"Sounds as though you need a little demonstration," Haley replied. This was getting a little scary. Whatever power she may or may not have, Haley didn't seem like the sort of person to be messed with. And Rosie raised a hand to dismiss Haley's offer, but it was too late. Haley had her eyes shut and looked deep in concentration. From a few feet away, there came a gasp, and Rosie saw a girl in the queue to be served clutch at her crotch in discomfort. A small punch appeared beneath her hands and grew to the size of a football within just a few seconds. The girl was wearing a pleated skirt, which lifted up as her belly inflated beneath it. The flustered girl turned and ran for the bathroom, her bloated stomach bouncing as it continued expanding and getting inside. She shut the door behind her. Moments later, there was a loud bang from the other side. Rosie stared open-mouthed at Haley. It was either real or a very elaborate setup.
Did she?
Haley smiled contentedly. A few people had turned to face the door when they heard the bang, but then went back to their coffee and conversations.
"Welcome to the 21st century," Haley said, without a hint of concern in her voice. "You'd be amazed what you have to do in order to attract attention. It's very easy to be discreet."
At that point, Haley got up and left. "Call me to arrange my visit," she said, her ass swaying as she walked away, leaving the flabbergasted Rosie to process everything she had seen and heard. She could, of course, take a look in the bathroom herself, but even if she did and there was nothing in there, it could still be an illusion, right? This wasn't beyond the capability of an expert illusionist. The thing was, she just didn't believe Haley was an illusionist. Monica was wearing a figured hugging shirt and tight leather pants when she turned up at Rosie's door. Her curly brown hair was tied into a slightly straggly bun, and she wore a pair of oversized librarian glasses, as was the latest trend.
"I have to say, I'm surprised you're willing to have me in your apartment," Monica snorted. "You know, my being here doesn't mean we're suddenly friends."
"Oh, get over yourself," Rosie retorted. "I didn't invite you around to wine and dine you. I'd asked you here because I think we need to get a few things out in the open." As the two girls argued, Haley was emerging from her hiding place in the bathroom and making her way towards Monica. Just over Monica's shoulder, lurking in the hallway, Rosie spotted Haley come into view. The time for retribution had come. Haley stepped into the room, still unseen by Monica, and winked coyly at Rosie before taking her place behind Rosie's bookcase, just out of view. She placed her index fingers on her temples, closed her eyes, and focused her powers together and onto the unsuspecting girl. The first thing to happen was an increase in Monica's bust. Clearly, Haley had some control over where she directed her powers. Monica's breast perked up and her nipples stood out. There was a fairly rapid ballooning with a squeak and a dull hiss as she jumped up a few cup sizes. Her shirt wasn't designed for this sort of pneumatic enhancement, and quickly burst open over her chest with a snap, and the pinging of buttons. Monica looked down before looking up again in astonishment. Her cleavage was pushing together and bulging out over the top of her bra.
"My breast!" Monica exclaimed. "There!"
With a loud bang, her bra burst open, splitting down the middle and allowing her tightly squeezed cleavage to open up a little.
"There! Inflating! Oh my god, what's happening to me?"
Her melons continued to pump up with gas like weather balloons being prepped for flight. They bulged into the sides of her shirt, filling out beneath her arms and quickly reestablishing her plunging cleavage. Monica placed her hands on either side of them and gawped, aghast and speechless, as her hands were pushed apart. Monica wasn't the only dumbstruck one either, as Rosie's jaw had dropped. Everything Rosie had tentatively hoped for was now coming true, yet she never actually believed it could. And now it was. Well, there wasn't an appropriate emotion for this.
You, Monica stuttered. "You're doing this to me?" she asked.
Rosie shrugged innocently. Her shock at actually seeing her foe blow up like a balloon had disguised her culpability. I don't know, she replied, lying through her teeth. Is that air inside you?
Yes, it is, you fool! Monica snapped. Something's making me inflate, like a parade float being pumped up! I can feel the pressure inside me growing and growing!
The next part of Monica to begin swelling up was her rear. Her buttocks puffed out behind her, straining at her leather pants, which creaked softly in response.
My butt!
She cried, pivoting her hips so that Rosie could see her bloated posterior. As her ass widened and puffed up, it tugged at her pants, causing them to stretch and crease at the tops of her thighs.
What's wrong? Rosie chided. Your pants not fit?
Monica's pants certainly didn't fit anymore. Her plump, round cheeks pumped up bigger and bigger, so round, so swollen, and they showed no sign of abating.
Stop fucking enjoying this! Monica growled angrily. I know you're behind it!
Rosie felt totally mesmerized by the sight of Monica's butt as it increased in volume. Her ass looked like a pair of beach balls stretching the fabric of her pants until it was taut and shiny, and buckling where it was pulled between her two billowing buttocks.
Oof, Monica grunted. What's happening to my butt? It's inflating!
She smoothed her palms over the rounded surface of her distended buns as they started to swell over the top of her waistband, giving her a somewhat impressive butt cleavage. With a loud bang, the button that held Monica's pants closed burst off, and the zipper over her crotch peeled open with a loud tearing sound. Her flesh, where it peeked out, was just as smooth and shiny as the straining leather. Rosie giggled and stepped forwards, reaching a hand out towards Monica's butt.
May I?
She inquired sweetly before running her fingers gently over the tops of Monica's rounded buns. She gave her butt a squeeze which had caused the leather to creak and teased Monica some more.
That's an ass you could certainly bounce a penny off. Hell, you could bounce a can of Coke easily on the top of it.
Just stop it now!
Monica barked as her thighs also plumped out, straining at her tight leather pants with more creaking and squeaking. Monica had transformed from an elven waif into a magnificently pear-shaped goddess, her lower body becoming wider and her hips flaring out as she pumped full of air and her thighs bulging up into blimps. Rosie was transfixed at these dramatic changes.
Oh my god!
Monica squealed, running her hands over her bulging hips and down the backs of her thighs. No more of me blowing up! Monica's bloated thighs were quickly joined by her calves, and as her thighs had plumped out sideways and her hips widened, she was looking hilariously bottom-heavy and squeaking loudly and wiggled trying to move. Her tummy also rounded out, looking like she had swallowed a basketball before it became clear her whole body was inflating, like a human blimp. Monica blew up bigger, rounder, wider, towering over Rosie. Her arms filled out and her breasts rose up against her chin. She was forced to stretch her arms out to the sides, as she was far too bloated to stand normally.